So if you've ever thought about getting into real estate investment, you've probably run into the same two, well, huge barriers that stop most people.
Right.
First is the capital. I mean, the sheer amount of money you need just to buy a property outright, it's enormous.
And the second is the administration, all the time, and frankly, tedious work that goes into managing it.
Exactly. The late night calls about a leak, chasing down rent, all of that, it makes the whole market feel, fundamentally inaccessible for a lot of people.
And that's exactly why we're doing this deep dive today, the sources we're looking at. Detail, a really systematic effort to break down those roadblocks, both capital and administration, at the same time.
We're focusing on the Gamma Assets property model.
It's a very modern approach to getting asset exposure.
Right. So our mission today is pretty clear. We're digging into the material. We have excerpts that explain the Gamma asset structure to really understand how this alternative path works.
How can you, the investor, get exposure to property income without shouldering all the burdens of ownership or day-to-day management?
That's the question.
We'll be looking at, I think, three main things: the mechanics of how they fractionalize a property, the governance model they use to vet opportunities, which is key,
Oh.
and finally, the digital tools that create transparency and, well, hopefully greater accessibility for smaller investors.
Okay, let's unpack this. What's the fundamental design thinking behind the Gamma Assets model? How does it solve that budget and management problem?
At its core, the idea is just democratized access.
Right.
Real estate has always been this powerful wealth-building tool, but, traditionally it was only for people with massive liquidity.
Right.
Gamma Assets basically breaks the investment down into tiny, digestible pieces.
So instead of needing, say, $200,000 for a down payment on one duplex, you could put $500 or $1,000 into multiple different properties. You're effectively buying shares of the building.
Precisely. The model connects these carefully vetted institutional-grade real estate opportunities with individual investors.
And these are projects that before would have only been available to big funds, right?
Exactly. For the user, the process is simple. You pick a property you like from the list, you buy a fractional share that fits your budget, and you immediately get a right to that proportional income stream.
So, what are the key benefits for an investor based on that structure?
Well, the most immediate one is the flexibility of your capital. You're participating with a much, much smaller investment.
Okay.
But you're still securing economic exposure to the asset. You get income from two sources: the rental income, and then the proceeds if the property is eventually sold. The capital appreciation.
So, the big listener takeaway here is that this model creates a real path to passive participation.
That's it.
You get the financial upside of real estate, but you don't have to get a call about a broken water heater at 2 in the morning.
That's the entire point.
Yeah.
It's designed to be straightforward, really structured, and just significantly easier to manage than owning it yourself. It separates the financial reward from the operational headache.
That sounds compelling, but separating reward from the headache, that immediately brings up a huge question of trust. If I'm giving you my money for a piece of a building I've never even seen, I need to know it's legitimate. So let's get into that. How does Gamma Assets choose which projects even get listed?
This is where we need to spend some time, because
Yeah.
the selection process is really the platform's central value proposition. A developer or project manager will approach Gamma for capital.
Okay.
Gamma then starts what the sources call a painstaking review process. And this isn't just a quick look.
So what does that review actually involve?
They're looking for projects that meet really strict internal listing standards. So, for instance, they'll evaluate the developer's track record, the stability of the regional market,
All the
all
metrics.
the crucial financial metrics, projected debt ratios, minimum cash flow, things like that. And they also assess if the project can be presented clearly and transparently to investors. If the data is murky, it just doesn't make the cut. They're a filter.
So they're doing the due diligence. That's critical. But let's get into the legal side, because this can be confusing. The property has to be legally owned by someone, right?
Absolutely. And this is a crucial clarification. Gamma Assets does not take ownership of the physical property.
Okay, that's important.
The legal titles, the deeds, stay with a designated third-party entity. Most of the time, this is what's called a special purpose vehicle, or an SPV.
An SPV. For those who aren't familiar, why that structure? What does an SPV actually do?
An SPV is basically a shell company or a trust that's created for one specific purpose, in this case, owning one property. It's an independent legal entity.
And the reason for that?
It's to ring-fence the asset.
Mm-hmm.
It isolates the property from the financial risk of the developer or even the operational risk of Gamma Assets itself.
Ah, I see.
So if the developer runs into some unrelated money trouble, the property and your investment is insulated inside that SPV. It's a layer of legal liability isolation.
So Gamma isn't the landlord, and they don't hold the title. They're the gatekeeper and the platform. So once a property is approved and it's in its SPV, what does Gamma actually do?
Their function becomes purely structural and technological. Gamma's job is to evaluate the opportunity, define how the returns are distributed, and manage the tokenization of the asset.
Well, tokenization.
They define how those economic rights flow from the SPV through their platform and into the investor's hands. That separation is fundamental to the model.
That separation is key. But let's zoom in on the tokenization part, because that's the big technological leap. Here's where it gets really interesting. How does this fractional share actually work digitally?
The ownership you get is entirely digital. So instead of a paper deed, you purchase a digital participation unit. It's most commonly called a token.
Right.
That token is basically the digital contract that represents your fractional economic rights in that specific property.
And why a blockchain token? Why not just shares in a spreadsheet somewhere? What does the blockchain add?
It adds security, auditability, and efficiency. By recording these tokens on a blockchain, you get this transparent, unchangeable, and verifiable record of every single person's share.
I see.
Your token defines, with digital certainty, the exact percentage of income you get. It removes all the slow, complex, expensive paperwork of traditional title registration.
That makes getting in very efficient. But traditional real estate has this one massive problem. Illiquidity. You can't just sell 10% of your house if you need cash.
Right.
Does the digital nature of this solve that exit problem?
It tries to, yes. And that flexibility is a major selling point. Since your asset is digital, these tokens can be sold on the platform's secondary market.
Okay, a secondary market.
It offers a path to liquidity that's, you know, way beyond what you could get with a direct property sale, which can take months.
But let's be clear about the risk here. What's the crucial caveat the research gives us about that secondary market?
This is mandatory for any investor to understand. There is absolutely no guaranteed buyback from Gamma Assets.
So you aren't selling back to the platform?
No. You are selling to another willing investor on the market.
And what does that mean in practical terms for someone who wants to get out quickly?
It means the sale, the speed of it, and the price you get all depend on supply and demand on that market.
Sure.
If a property is really popular, liquidity will probably be high. But if it's a niche project or the market is just thin, you might find it hard to sell your token quickly, or you might have to sell it at a discount.
So it offers the potential for liquidity, but the market decides the reality.
That's the critical distinction, potential versus guaranteed.
Got it. Now let's talk money. Walk us through the revenue lifecycle and that passive management promise.
For the investor, it is completely passive. It has to be. So while the property is generating rent, Gamma Assets isn't the one handling the daily grind.
Right.
The property is managed by professional third-party operators. These are the people on the ground responsible for everything, getting tenants, collecting rent, maintenance, all of it.
So if Gamma is just the platform and you have these third-party operators, how do investors know Gamma is keeping an eye on the asset quality over, say, 5 or 10 years?
That's a great question about governance after the sale. Gamma's role shifts from vetting to managing the economic flow. The sources say Gamma maintains strict reporting requirements with those operators.
Okay.
So while they don't change the light bulbs, they monitor the metrics, occupancy rates, maintenance costs, cash flow, and that's all updated on your investor dashboard.
So the dashboard is your window into the performance.
Exactly. It ensures accountability, even though management is outsourced.
Let's talk about the income itself. Are there management fees or costs taken out before the investor sees a dime?
Yes, and the details matter here. The gross rental income first goes to cover all the operational costs, maintenance, insurance, taxes, and the fees for those third-party operators.
Makes sense.
Then any platform fees that Gamma charges are taken from the net income. It's only the remaining cash flow that gets calculated for distribution.
So it mirrors how any big fund would operate. Costs are covered first. What about the payout schedule?
The property's performance is tracked monthly, and you can see that on your dashboard.
Right.
But the actual cash payouts follow a fixed biannual schedule.
And the research gives us specific dates for those.
It does. Returns are distributed twice a year, specifically in June and December. It's a predictable schedule, so investors can plan. And the income is allocated precisely, you know, proportional to the number of tokens you hold.
And you mentioned a second revenue stream besides that cash flow.
That's the capital appreciation piece. If the SPV holding the property sells the asset down the line, investors get a payout from those proceeds, again, proportional to their share.
Okay.
So that gives you the potential for a lump sum return when the investment reaches its exit point.
Okay. So we've covered the mechanics. Let's connect this all back to the listener. Who is this model really best suited for?
The ideal investor is someone looking for genuine passive involvement, someone who lacks the time, or maybe the deep expertise, or even just the desire to handle all the admin of direct ownership. For them, that rigorous vetting process we talked about is a massive benefit. It just takes away the guesswork.
And what about the investor who understands diversification, but, you know, can't just sell their house to do it?
This model is perfect for that. It appeals to people who want a manageable entry point, who are looking for smaller, controlled commitments.
Right.
Instead of overcommitting to one big property, you can spread smaller amounts of money across multiple assets in different areas. The core benefits are really accessibility, flexibility, and convenience.
And we should also be explicit about who this is not for. It's not for everyone.
No, definitely not. If you're the kind of investor who genuinely enjoys that hands-on control, who likes dealing with tenants and contractors,
getting your hands dirty.
Exactly. Then traditional ownership is still your path. This model is built for the investor, focused purely on cash flow and appreciation, completely separated from the operational side.
So what does this all mean? To summarize the core value here, Gamma Assets is using fractional ownership and digital tools to create a structured, low-barrier way to participate in real estate income. It strips away those huge traditional barriers of capital and active management.
Precisely. We've established that the model separates asset management, the legal title, which is held in that secure SPV, and your economic rights, which are defined by a secure digital token.
Mm-hmm.
And that separation is the real innovation. It brings up an important and, I think, provocative question for you, the investor, as you think about diversification. If property ownership is becoming defined less by a physical deed in a government registry and more by a set of verifiable economic rights on a secure ledger, the blockchain, how does that fundamentally change your definition of what it means to own an asset in the 21st century?
That question of ownership and how financial tools are evolving is one we will definitely continue to track. Thank you for taking this deep dive with us.